Hi, amazing people. Today, I'm excited to take you on a journey through my home and share my story. As you listen, not only will you hear about my life, but you'll also improve your English listening skills and learn new vocabulary along the way. By the end of this story, you'll feel more confident in understanding English and using it in your own life. Let's get started and enjoy learning together. Welcome to my home. I am so happy to share this special place with you today. My name is Monica. I am 31 years old and I am an actress. This house is my dream come true. Ever since I was young, I dreamed of having my own house. And now, ta-da, I did it. This is a big moment for me. I worked very hard, and I feel so proud. My mom passed away 5 years ago, and I wish she could see this. She would be so happy. It's just me, my father, and my little sister now. Every part of this house has a piece of my heart. Today, I want you to feel my home as if you are walking with me, seeing everything I love. Let's start with my living room. This is the first room when you walk in. The walls are a soft, light color, which makes everything feel calm and peaceful. There's a big window, and when the sun shines through, the whole room glows. I love this light. It feels warm and makes the room feel alive. In the center, I have a big, soft sofa. It is light gray, very soft, and perfect for relaxing. My sister and I sit here often, watching movies and talking about everything. Sometimes my father joins us, and we all laugh together. It feels so nice, like a warm family hug. There's a soft blue carpet under the sofa. When I sit on it, I feel like I'm sitting on clouds. Around the sofa, I have small plants. These plants make the room feel fresh, like nature is inside my home. They are my green friends and add so much life. On the wall above the sofa, there's a big painting. It is colorful, with shades of blue, green, and a bit of yellow. It reminds me of the ocean, a place I love very much. Every time I look at it, I feel calm, as if I am by the sea. Next to the sofa is a small table. On this table, I keep my favorite books, and sometimes my coffee cup in the morning. This spot is so cozy. I love sitting here, reading, and feeling the quiet of the morning. Now, let's go to my bedroom. This is my own special place. When I enter, I feel peace. My bed is big and very soft. The sheets are white with tiny blue flowers. They remind me of a beautiful garden. Lying on this bed feels like lying on soft white clouds. Next to my bed, I have a small bookshelf. I love reading, so the shelf is full of my favorite books. Before I sleep, I like to read a little. It makes me feel calm and helps me rest well. Books are like friends to me. They take me to different worlds and bring me joy. And now, my closet. Oh, I love my closet. It's not too big, but it's just perfect for me. Every time I open it, I feel like a kid looking for treasure. I have clothes for every mood, dresses for happy days, jackets for cool days, and soft sweaters for cozy nights. Choosing an outfit makes me feel happy, like each day is a new start. Now, let's move to the kitchen. Ah, this is a special place. I love cooking. Cooking is not just about food. It's about love. My kitchen is small, but has everything I need. The walls are a light yellow color. This color makes the kitchen feel warm, like the sun is always shining. There's a small window above the sink. When I wash dishes, I look out and see the green plants in my garden. Sometimes, I even see birds. It's a peaceful view that I love. On one side, I have a small shelf with all my spices. They are in little glass jars, and I love how they look. Cooking with these spices makes me feel like an artist, creating something special. My favorite dish to make is pasta. My sister loves it too, and she always waits by the kitchen when I cook, ready to taste. This kitchen is not just for cooking, it's for creating memories. When I cook for my family, it feels like I am sharing love with them. Let's step out to the balcony. This is my father's favorite place. Every morning, he sits here with his cup of tea, looking out at the trees and sky. We have two small chairs and a table. Sometimes I join him, and we sit together, watching the sunrise. The balcony has a few small pots with plants. My father takes care of these plants every day. He waters them and even talks to them. He says they bring him peace. Sitting here with him feels special, like a quiet moment just for us. There are so many small details in my home that make it special. In the hallway, I have a long mirror. Every morning, I stop here to check my outfit before I go out. It's like a little ritual, and it makes me feel confident. On the walls, I have photos of my family. There's a photo of my mom, smiling. It reminds me of her love and makes me feel strong. My little sister has her own small art pieces on the wall. She loves drawing, and her art adds a happy touch to our home. And let's not forget my cozy chair by the window. This is my thinking chair. I sit here with my cup of tea in the evening, looking out the window, and I think about my day. It's a peaceful moment, just for me. This is one of my favorite parts of the house. I call it the movie night area. This spot is all about comfort, friends, and fun. It's in a cozy corner of the living room, where I've set up a big screen on the wall. Right in front of it, I have a bunch of soft, colorful bean bags and big cushions. Imagine sinking into one of these, surrounded by friends, snacks, and laughter. On Friday nights, my friends come over, and we have our movie night tradition. We make popcorn in the kitchen, and the smell fills the house. There's always a little table with snacks, chips, chocolates, and sometimes a big bowl of ice cream with toppings. We dim the lights, and everything feels so cozy. We watch all kinds of movies, funny, scary, and sometimes even old classics. But the best part, the little conversations we have during the movie, the laughter, and the memories we make together. This spot is more than just a place for movies. It's a place for connection. Now, let me show you my small office area. This is where I work, write, and create. It's not a big room, but it's filled with everything I need to stay inspired. The walls here are a soft cream color, and there's a large wooden desk by the window. On the desk, I have my computer, some notebooks, and a jar of pens and markers. I love collecting pretty notebooks, each with a different cover, and sometimes I write my thoughts or ideas in them. My chair is simple but comfortable, and I decorated it with a small pillow to make it feel more cozy. Above the desk, there's a small board with little reminders, like sticky notes, photos, and some motivational quotes. My favorite quote is, "Dream big, work hard." This area helps me focus and reminds me of why I work so hard. Now, I want to show you something close to my heart, my little painting corner. This spot is a tribute to my mom. She loved paint, and after she passed away, I made this corner to keep her memory alive. In this cozy spot, there's an easel holding her last unfinished painting. It's a beautiful scene of flowers, and it always makes me feel like she's still here, painting in her gentle, thoughtful way. Beside it, I have a small table with all her brushes, paints, and her favorite paint palette. I keep it just as she left it. Sometimes, I sit here and paint too. It makes me feel close to her. I'm not as good as she was, but every stroke feels like a way to connect with her memory. I also have a framed photo of her here, smiling and holding one of her finished paintings. This corner reminds me of her creativity, kindness, and love. Now, let's head to my dressing room. This is one of my happy places in the house. It's like my own little fashion corner, filled with clothes, shoes, and accessories. When you walk in, there's a large mirror on the wall with lights all around it. It feels like something from a celebrity dressing room. I have a small stool in front of the mirror where I sit to try on different outfits. Beside the mirror is a rack with my favorite dresses, arranged by color. I love choosing what to wear, feeling like each outfit brings out a different part of me. There are also little drawers for my jewelry. I have simple pieces, like small earrings and bracelets, but each one has a story. I have a necklace that my mom gave me, and every time I wear it, I feel her love with me. My sister and I often spend time here, trying on different outfits, laughing, and pretending to walk on a fashion runway. It's such a joyful space. Let's take a peek into my closet. It's right next to my dressing room, and it's neatly organized with all my clothes, shoes, and bags. The shelves are full, and I love it this way. I have a row of shirts, blouses, and jackets hanging, all sorted by color. Then, there's a section for my shoes, heels, sneakers, and a few boots. The smell of leather and fresh fabric fills the space, and it always makes me smile. At the top, there are boxes with small treasures, like scarves, belts, and hats. One of my favorite parts of this closet is a small, soft rug on the floor. It feels cozy and warm, perfect for those moments when I just sit here, looking at my outfits, dreaming about where I'll wear them next. Now let's move to my bar area. This is where I love to host parties with my friends. It's a small space, but so much fun. I have a mini bar set up with glass shelves. On these shelves, there are pretty glasses and colorful bottles that add a fun vibe. Whenever my friends come over, we gather here, play music, and talk about everything. Life, dreams, and silly things. There's a little tray with snacks, and I always make sure we have something tasty to drink. It's a place where we let loose, dance, and just enjoy each other's company. This bar area turns my home into a lively, happy place, especially during celebrations. There are many small things around my home that add little joys to my days. In the hallway, I have a small bowl filled with seashells from my trips to the beach. Each shell is like a memory from my travels, and they remind me of beautiful, calm ocean days. I also have a memory wall in the hallway filled with family photos. There's a photo of my father and mom smiling together, and it brings me peace. I added small fairy lights around the wall, so it feels warm and magical at night. It's my little memory garden. In the corner of my bedroom, I keep a basket filled with cozy blankets. Some nights, my sister and I grab a blanket, go out to the balcony, and look at the stars. We share our dreams, laugh, and feel grateful for this beautiful life and this home. One of my most peaceful spots in the house is the book nook. It's tucked away in a cozy corner, a quiet place just for reading and dreaming. The nook is small, but it's filled with warmth. There's a soft, squishy armchair covered in a fluffy throw blanket. I have a small side table next to it, with a lamp that casts a gentle, warm light, perfect for reading in the evenings. The wall behind the chair has floating bookshelves filled with all my favorite books. Some are novels, some are poetry, and some are even old recipe books that belong to my mom. Each book is a little world of its own. I love picking up a book, curling up in the chair, and escaping into another story for hours. Whenever I feel stressed or need a moment of peace, this is where I come. I call it my little world, a place where everything feels calm and I can just be with my thoughts and dreams. Now, let me show you the music room. This room is special because it's where I let my creativity flow through music. There's a piano by the window, and sometimes, when the sun shines in, it lights up the keys in a beautiful way. I learned to play as a child, and even though I'm no professional, playing the piano brings me so much joy. I also have a small record player and a collection of old vinyl records that my dad passed down to me. There's something magical about the scratchy sound of a record playing. It fills the room with memories and makes me feel like I'm listening to history. Sometimes my sister joins me here. She likes to sing, and together we play and sing our favorite songs. It's a place filled with music, laughter, and love. This house wouldn't be complete without my art wall. It's in the hallway, and it's where I hang all my personal artwork. Some are paintings, others are sketches, and some are little quotes that mean a lot to me. I'm not a professional artist, but creating art is something I enjoy deeply. One painting is of a sunset over a mountain, with colors that remind me of my travels. There's also a sketch of a flower I did one afternoon, just for fun. I like to add new pieces to this wall whenever I'm feeling inspired. It's like a gallery of my heart, where each piece tells its own story. Whenever I walk by this wall, I feel proud. It reminds me of the beauty in creativity, and that it's okay to create just for the joy of it. Out on the balcony, I have a small garden. It's not much, just a few plants and flowers, but it brings so much life to the space. There's a small herb garden with basil, mint, and rosemary. I love using fresh herbs when I cook. It makes everything taste better. There are also a few pots with colorful flowers, and each one adds a touch of brightness to my days. I have a little watering can, and every morning I spend a few minutes tending to the plants. There's something very calming about watching them grow, seeing the flowers bloom, and feeling the fresh air. Sometimes I sit out here in the early morning with a cup of tea, watching the sunrise. The world feels so quiet and peaceful, and it's one of my favorite ways to start the day. One special piece of furniture in my home is the memory cabinet. It's an old wooden cabinet in my bedroom, filled with little keepsakes from my life. Inside, there are photo albums, letters, and small souvenirs from trips I've taken. There's a seashell from a beach vacation, a ticket stub from a concert, and even a small keychain that my sister gave me when we were kids. Each item holds a memory, a story, a piece of who I am. Some nights, I open the cabinet, take out a photo or a letter, and remember the moments that made me who I am today. It's like having a personal time capsule, full of memories that are close to my heart. Finally, let me show you my journaling desk. This is where I write down my thoughts, dreams, and everything that happens in my life. It's a small, simple desk with a single drawer, but it holds a special place in my heart. I have a few journals here, each with a different color and design. I love starting a new journal and filling it with my hopes, wishes, and even little doodles. This desk has seen all my highs and lows. It's where I dream about the future, let go of my worries, and write down my deepest thoughts. It's my private space, and it always feels like a friend who listens without judgment. And now, we've reached the end of the tour. This home isn't just a place to live. It's my heart, my dreams, and my safe space. Each room has its own story, its own memories, and its own magic. Thank you for walking through my home with me. I hope you felt the love, the memories, and the joy that fill every corner. This home is a part of me, and sharing it with you means so much. I've loved showing you my world, and I hope it felt as warm and welcoming as I feel every day here. Remember, a home is more than just walls. It's a feeling, a place where your heart finds peace. This is mine, and I hope you enjoyed every little detail.